drinks do. It's where all you knobs hobnob-nobby. You just drink and scoff and talk about literature and the arts. I haven't got any posh clothes, said Nobby. Ah, that's where you score, Nobby, said Colon. Uniforms is okay. Adds a bit of tone, in fact, especially if you look dashing, he said, ignoring the evidence that Nobby was, in fact, merely runny. Is that a fact? Said Nobby, brightening up a bit. I've got a lot more of them invites too, he said. Posh cars, what look like they've been nibbled along the edges with gold teeth. Dinners, balls, all kinds of stuff. Colon looked down at his friend. A strange and yet persuasive thought crept into his mind. Well, he said, it's the end of the social season, see? Time's running out. What for? Well, could be all them posh women want to marry you after their daughters who are in season. What? Nothing beats an earl except a duke, and we haven't got one of them, and we ain't got a king neither. The Earl of Ankh would be what they calls a social catch. Yes, it was easier if he said it to himself like that. If you substituted Nobby Nobbs for Earl of Ankh, it didn't work. But it did work when you just said Earl of Ankh. There'd be many women who'd be happy to be the mother-in-law of the Earl of Ankh, even if it meant having Nobby Nobbs into the bargain. Well, a few, anyway. Nobby's eyes gleamed. Never thought of that, he said. And some of these girls have a bit of cash, too. More than you, Nobby. And of course I owes it to my posterity to see that the line of Nobbses doesn't die out, Nobby added thoughtfully. Colon beamed at him with the rather worried expression of a mad doctor who has bolted on the head, applied the crackling lightning to the electrodes, and is now watching his creation lurch down to the village. Caw, said Nobby, his eyes now unfocusing slightly. Right, but before that, said Colon, I'll do all the places along the shambles, and you do Chitling Street, and then we can push off back to the yard, job done and dusted, okay?
Afternoon, Commander Vimes, said Carrot, shutting the door behind him. Captain Carrot reporting.
Vimes was slumped in his chair, staring at the window. The fog was creeping up again. Already the opera house opposite was a little hazy.
We had a look at as many golems as we could, sir, said Carrot, trying diplomatically to see if there was a bottle anywhere on the desk. There's hardly any, sir. We found 11 had smashed themselves up or sawn their heads off, and by lunchtime people were smashing them or taking out their words themselves, sir. It's not nice, sir. There's bits of pottery all over the city. It's as if people were just waiting for the opportunity. It's odd, sir. All they do is work and keep themselves to themselves and don't offer any harm to anyone. And some of the ones that smashed themselves left, well, notes, sir. Sort of saying they were sorry and ashamed, sir. They kept on going on about their clay.
Vimes did not respond. Carrot leaned sideways and down in case there was a bottle on the floor.
And Gimlet's whole food delicatessen has been selling poisoned rat. Arsenic, sir. I've asked Sergeant Colon and Nobby to follow that one. It might just be some kind of a mix-up, but you never know.
Vimes turned. Carrot could hear his breathing, short, sharp bursts, like a man trying to keep himself under control.
"What have we missed, Captain?" he said, in a faraway voice.
"Sir?"
"In his lordship's bedroom. There's the bed, the desk, things on the desk, the table by the bed, the chair, the rug, everything. We replaced everything. He eats food. We've checked the food, yes?"
"The whole larder, sir."
Is that a fact? We might be wrong there. I don't understand how, but we might be wrong. There's some evidence lying in the cemetery that suggests we are.
Vimes was nearly growling.
What else is there? Littlebottom says there's no marks on him. What else is there? Let's find out the how, and with any luck, that'll give us the who.
He breathes the air more than anyone else, sir.
But we moved him into another bedroom. Even if someone was, I don't know, pumping poison in, they couldn't change rooms with us all watching. It's got to be the food.
I've watched them taste it, sir.
Then it's something we're not seeing, damn it. People are dead, Captain. Mrs. Easy's dead.
Who, sir? You've never heard of her?
Can't say that I have, sir. What did she used to do?
Do?
Nothing, I suppose. She just brought up 9 kids in a couple of rooms you couldn't stretch out in, and she sewed shirts for 2d an hour, every hour the bloody gods sent.
and all she did was work and keep herself to herself. And she is dead, Captain. And so's her grandson, aged 14.